My father says he hates New York, but we both know it's a lie. He's never been here, so he can't actually know if he likes New York or not. I think mostly he hates how expensive it is. For a dentist from St. Cloud, Minnesota, my rent was a little shocking. When I moved here in August, I asked him to co-sign my lease. "So, I'm responsible if you can't pay rent," he said. "Well, how much is it?" I told him. $1,700 a month? That's more than my mortgage. "I know, Dad. I know." But when it comes down to it, my dad can't go very long without asking where I am or what I'm doing. I send pictures of landmarks and museums and people and monuments, and he texts and calls and Skypes and sends mail.
"Buddy, this is your daddy. Hey, this is your dad. Checking in."
He checks in every day.
"This is your father. This message won't be detailed, and I won't leave a number so you don't have to get back to me. I assume you are working very hard. I was just touching base to see how you're doing. Talk to you later. Bye." Mom and I are just sitting here having wine and fettuccine with shrimp in it. Hopefully your day went well, and we will talk to you later. Oh, by the way, the cards will be in the mail finally tomorrow. Thank you for writing the letter.
Hey, just checking on Miss Canker, seeing how you're doing. Whether or not you got your curtains on, talk to you later.
Talk to you later, unavailable.
Hey, no detailed message, no need to call back. Just checking to see how your day is going. Happy New Year."
But I know he can't actually hate New York for two reasons. The first is just the fact that I live here. And the second is that he loves the arts too much. And there is too much good art in New York. When I was 16, he taught me how to take pictures on his Minolta SLR from the 70s. He'd edit my essays in high school and I'd get them back bloodied by his red pen. I was always too flowery or using too many commas. We'd have dad dates and go to the ballet or the theater. And when I was 13, he took me to see Rent. Well, I raved afterward that the show was the best thing I'd ever seen in my life. Dad, who turns red when you say the word tampon out loud, bumbled through an awkward conversation about go-go dancers and drag queens. Most of the time, I'm in the subway when he calls, so I'll get a voicemail when the NQ crosses into Queens and comes above ground. For that reason, I've taken to sending him a memo of whatever performer I saw out that day. My messages to him usually say something like, "Have you bought your ticket yet? I found this guy on my way home."
"Well, come along.
Come along, my friends, come along.
Get aboard.
Get aboard and ride the train."
And he responds stoically with, "Nice, we'll have to visit." And so this is my mission, to get him to stop pretending that he doesn't like the city, to give up the ruse that he hates the Big Apple, and to get him to admit he'd rather be eating good ethnic food and listening to street performers in the subway. And slowly, it must be working, because he's canceled an annual business meeting in Texas for a trip to the East Coast in the spring. But either way, I'm playing it safe. So, if you're still listening, Dad, this one's for you.
One summer night, I picked up the phone. Left you a message, I heard the tone. I didn't leave my name, no, not a number of my own. I just thought this ain't this.